You're listening to SBS News.
G'day from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Opposition leader Susan Lee defends the international acceptability of her new climate policy. Some Canberra schools closed over asbestos contamination fears, and in football, former Socceroos coach Graham Arnold has Iraq within touching distance of next year's World Cup. Let's start off with federal politics, and the opposition leader Susan Lee denies claims her policy of abandoning net zero emissions targets would make Australia an international pariah. Ms Lee also denies the Liberal Party's newly adopted policy to abandon net zero would put Australia in breach of what has signed up to be as part of the Paris Climate Agreement, although she has also stated she is not afraid to upset people at places like the UN if people there disagree with her policy. Ms Lee says Australia, under a potential coalition government, would not be the only country to reverse course on climate targets.
Many countries have walked back from their nationally determined contributions, watered down, or said effectively that they don't have an idea about where they will be. Now, I'm just capturing the essence of what goes on in this international forum. We will always put the national interest first, and our national interest is about affordable energy as a priority and playing our part responsibly in reducing emissions.
Ms Lee has not given any examples of any such countries. The federal government, meanwhile, is accusing the opposition leader, Susan Lee, of selling out Australia's future to buy more time in her job. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the Liberal Party's decision to abandon net zero emissions climate targets shows the Liberals and Nationals have been taken over by people outside of mainstream thought.
Susan Lee has caved to the smirking crackpots and cookers in her own party. Now, this is not some temporary phase that they're going through. This is not some temporary lurch to the right. Over recent years, this coalition has become a party of extremists, and Australians would pay a very hefty price for that extremism.
Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen denies her government's tougher new proposals on crime are the result of a panicked response to continued bad publicity. Amidst record youth crime rates and several high-profile incidents, the government is now promising to force children as young as 14 into adult courts for sentencing over violent crimes, as well as potential life sentences for criminals who recruit kids into violent gangs. Ms Allen has told the Seven Network the government's new proposals come from listening to police and to victims of crime.
It's from working with Victoria Police, who tell us that these new kind of crimes need constant new interventions, and they've got to come with consequences. And that's exactly why building on that work that we've already done, recognising that there's too many victims of crime, we are introducing new laws to make it absolutely clear there will be serious consequences for children who commit these brazen, violent crimes.
15 primary schools and 3 preschools in Canberra have been abruptly closed over fears of asbestos contamination. 5 other schools have been partially shut. Asbestos testing will be carried out while the schools are shut down. The concern relates to a coloured sand product imported from China used for sensory play and craft at the schools. WorkSafe ACT says the risk is low, but they're acting in a precautionary manner just in case. The BBC has apologised to US President Donald Trump for misleading editing in a story about the January 6, 2021 riot in Washington. The organisation's chair, Samir Shah, has sent a personal letter apologising for the editing of an episode of the BBC documentary show Panorama, which made it look like Mr Trump was advocating violence. However, following a threat Mr Trump would sue over the matter, Mr Shah says the BBC strongly disagrees there is any basis for a defamation claim. 2 top BBC officials have quit over the matter. Let's go to sport now, and in football, former Socceroos coach Graham Arnold's chance of going to next year's World Cup are hanging finely in the balance. Arnold now coaches Iraq, who have drawn the first leg of their playoff against the United Arab Emirates, 1-1 in Abu Dhabi. The second leg of the playoff is in the Iraqi city of Basra next week. The winner goes to an intercontinental playoff next month for a spot in the World Cup. Elsewhere, France has booked a spot in their eighth consecutive World Cup with 4-0 victory over Ukraine. The Republic of Ireland has kept their slim qualification hopes alive with a 2-0 win over Portugal, in which Portuguese captain Cristiano Ronaldo was sent off. And England has beaten Serbia 2-0 in a result that all but ends Serbia's hopes of qualifying. And that's all from the SBS Newsroom for now. Remember to check out our podcasts. They include World News Weekly and Weekend One-on-One and much more. You can find those wherever you get your audio.